Do let's invite Nancine Meyer on the show. Nancine, are you with us?
Hi, Cheryl. Hi, Sherilyn.
Yes,
And
hi,
everyone in your
Nancine.
audience. I'm so glad to be with you. I'm both excited and humbled
Yes.
because I just love all of you just the way you are, and that's what I do is to make you aware of that as well.
And you're a beautiful person too. I know I've met you in person, and I do encounter you throughout our travels with all of our spiritual work that we do. Nancine, tell us a little bit about yourself. Things like, if someone would ask you today, what kind of expert are you, or what are your specialties? What would you say to them?
Well, again, with some humility, I would say certainly I'm an expert angel channel because I've chatted and traveled with them since the age of 5, and I certainly assumed we all did, but that was readily pointed out. And with all the training I've had over the years, the last 20, I'm pretty darn good working as a medium with the sweet ones. Those are the deceased. And everyone in our audience can work with them. I hear people say, "Why won't they talk to me?" They do take their personalities, and it's kind of like when the phone rings. Sometimes they don't answer right away. We all let it go to the tape. So keep trying. They love you, and they are sweet, but they've got to be willing. But putting that as what I do day in, day out, I really believe my greatest expertise or divine purpose is combining my talents and life's experiences in a corporate 100 company into becoming a personal spiritual trainer, a
Well, we have a
cheerleader.
cheerleader. Well, we have a lot of common denominators there. Even when you said that you've been doing this or knew that you were a spirit communicator from the age of 5, I realized it at about the age of 6. And we have a lot of common belief systems there, so we're right there together. But I know that your business is called Main Street Angel. How did you get that name? Can you tell us a little bit about that and Main Street Angel's focus?
Well, when I had an aha moment and I left my corporate career and decided, oh, gee, you know what? I'm going to return to my psychic talents. I'm not going to run. I thought I'd do only that. I'd read for people. And then after less than 4 years and a move from Chicago to Arizona, I wasn't really happy, and I wanted to get back into the world of business. I just love business that makes things tick. So my excuse, and we all have excuses, which really is a nice word for beliefs that we need to clean out, was, oh, yeah, I could do both, but what will I call it? So, and I actually was arguing with my angels because I'm talking to them all the time. They don't argue, people that are listening. They're always sweet. So they'll interrupt and say something when they feel you're calm and restful, thus the nighttime. And for me, I awakened to real sweet voices. I would say they were twin angels who sounded something like this: "Oh, Nancine, we know you want to work with us and do mainstream business. Just call your business Main Street Angel. Done." Amazing, yes? So
Yeah.
the trademark name and the artwork of the little angel were brought to life by the angels. I am on Main Street. I believe we live here now with not only divine purpose, but everyday human business to accomplish. But I love my angels, and I know they'll get you quicker in any moment to where you want to be. So you get the best of mainstream coaching with me, and as a bonus, you're going to meet your angels too. You're going to meet them. You know you have them. I honor you all. I'm going to introduce you a little more up close and personal, and they're going to help me help you find unattended thoughts and beliefs which are keeping you from being the powerful person you know you are. That's what I like to do. My divine purpose is to entertain every one of you that I meet or greet into your own true light. I get excited about you because you already know it. It's like you're carrying that little lantern, and I just have to take that little stick and go bing and turn it on brighter for you. And you go, "Aha, I knew that." I knew that. I really didn't need you. I knew that. So what I'm really doing is a law of subtraction with you, so that, you know, they say the law of attraction, and I am a certified LOA coach, but I call it attraction, and you can't add until you subtract. So that's how we work it, but we're going to get you to talk to angels. Later on, we talk about it in the book. I want people to so be comfortable talking every day with God, if that's the word you cherish. If you want to put another word in, that's fine. But you are so connected. You're so spiritually connected, and we forget because we are here. We have spiritual amnesia. And even I, the other day, I went to look for something in my attached garage. I was talking to my angel, saying, help me find this, and suddenly I heard myself say, God, are you in the garage? Because I felt I should clean it up a bit. So I want everyone to have that natural joy. There is nothing you say or do, and there are no choices you make that you should continue to be so regretful over. You did the best with what you knew at the time. We're going to move you forward.
You know, sometimes, Nancine, too, is people just flat forget to ask when you're talking about you're needing help, or maybe it's clarity, or maybe it's finding something that you've lost in your garage or in your house. When you're mentioning that, I think one of the biggest part of the equations that people just simply forget, the easy part, is you have to talk to them. You have to ask, just like you have a conversation with someone sitting right in front of you. So it is, I think, an amazing thing. And you have so many abilities and talents. I know you as a professional woman and as a angel communicator and the spirit person that you are, I know that you work at the highest vibration. So people, don't be afraid to talk to your angels. And we are going to be talking a little bit here about Nancy's new book that she's got out, that Nancine is has this book that is just wonderful, and we'll talk about it here pretty soon. Nancine, what do people want to or seek most from you? What would you say is the most common things that they ask you for?
Well, I think, again, it's validation. If you go into, as you and I do, a reading, or you know, we're helping you help you. That's what I like to say, and honoring you. So you, it's just that your spiritual and intuitive layers are buried underneath mental. Every day, we all are. So we're not pointing at anyone, you know. And I... people are wanting to know, I think I had this dream, and it's getting the mental body to quiet down for a bit, to take charge of your emotions. That's in the book. You own them. We like to point out there, but many a crooked finger come from that. And getting my clients, when they say, I knew that, and I want to assure them, invalidating your angels are around you. By the way, everyone listening has at least two guardian angels, and I'm picking up on two people that have three. So, and don't ask me their names because they want you to get to know them, but I will tell you what gifts in the second half they have at your side. But you have these guardian angels, so you know, if you want to use my name or Cheryl, say, oh, them ladies told me you're there, so show me. And you're going to be surprised, so be happy to be delighted. We don't mind. You know, that's what I mean, validation, you realizing how truly gifted, powerful, and spiritual you are. And for those of you that are a little bit more, I guess you call it left-brained, just very recently, an astrophysicist was on TV. His name's Neil deGrasse Tyson. You can look him up. Proving that we all come from stardust. So we're not just woo-wooing out here. It's true. We're spiritual first, and then we're in a physical world by choice. And we got that kind of goofed up. So that's where that validation comes from, to say, yeah, you got it. You know, I'm very hard-lined on people, even in a holistic business, allowing others to feel, oh, I wish you had your gift. There's no special gift. We're all connected. We all have it. It's like a tune-up on an old car, one of which I have. You know that, don't you, Cheryl?
Yes, I know you've told me that.
So that's all. That's what we're here to do. So if not validation, yeah. I'm here to tune you up and get you going where you want faster. Bing, I can see your eyes light up when you're with me. I can see it over the phone even when you're not with me. Mm-hmm. So.
And I get tickled when you say Bing. It makes me think that you're the angel, the Main Street angel communicator with your angel wand. Bing, Bing.
Well, I have a wand, but I only wave it when ironing season is over. I always say that to the family.
Well, many times people have questions about their angels and their guides and their spirits and all those that are with them. And I agree with you. We all have them, minimum of two angels, one on each shoulder. And if we just sometimes tune in and we stay positive and we ask for what we need or what we think we need. And remember, sometimes people, as Nancine said earlier, that sometimes you may ask and nothing happens. You ask and nothing happens. Understand, everything is in God's divine order, that it will happen when it's supposed to. So you have to be a little bit patient and understand that Spirit will talk to you, angels will talk to you when they're ready. So, Nancine, let's talk a little bit about your thoughts on the universal law of attraction. That's something that comes up quite a bit, universal law of attraction. Can you give us a little bit of your opinion on that?
I'm going to go right there, but I want to connect to what you so lovingly just shared, and that is what's happened for all of us is at one time or another in our little lives, we were asked, who are you talking to? And now perhaps when you're older, when you do speak out loud, someone in your own home may say, are you talking to yourself? And that's what's causing us to shut down and not hear these wonderful beings, you know. I'm at a place where my spouse always says, let me know when you're talking to me. So let's get you to that place. And I just want to validate you again. You're talking to them, but don't allow others to shut you down. You know, what other people they say and think about you is none of your business. So keep talking out loud, you know.
That's right.
Well, the question I hear a lot or read a lot is people say, and we bless the people that brought it to the forefront in recent years, but people are still asking, why isn't it working for me? I'm writing these things out. I'm affirming. I'm repeating. I attract money. I attract a new home. It's not happening. I'm not receiving. Why not, Nancine? Why not, Sherilyn? Well, here's the answer that I have. A lot of well-intentioned teachers of the law of attraction jump-started us with teaching thoughts become things. So
absolutely.
Affirm.
Yes.
And that is true, but it's midstream of the complete equation. And it's a longy, peeps. It's desire plus beliefs plus focus.
It's kind of like
focus
that thought.
Is plus intention plus attention. Yes. Then you're going to get it. So noticeably, intention and attention are on at the end, but also focus, which means your thoughts and your words. Yes, we want to watch them. Yes, we want to recreate them. But that's in the middle. Desire plus beliefs is at the beginning. And you have to identify what it is you really want. Hard to believe, but a lot of us skip over that dynamic of what we truly desire. Here's an instance. We've all chased down a relationship at one time or another. John, Mary, whomever. Oh, I'm going to die without him, her. And we give it a name or a face. What you want to do is really find what is it you're really chasing? What do you miss in your life so you're going to get under that desire for love? What is it to you? And I'm going to make people write down some things, not a letter to yourself. Describe it. What is it? How do you feel? What does it taste like? Using all your five senses. So you got to get to the dynamic and going to the one people all love money. I do. I get up every morning and say, welcome, money. I don't know where you are, but you're welcome with me, and I want you to do that also. But I still go back, and I say, where is that money? And you got to keep getting in there and rooting. Do you have a, when other people win the lotto, are you really happy for them, or is there just a little bit of resentment? Because here's what happens. It transfers, and money, which is a form of energy, feels, oh, well, you resent me. So there's a lot of work to do in there, and we all can be millionaires, but we got to get some of that old stuff out of there and find out. And another part of it, as far as the desire, the dynamic, maybe it's not the paper money, maybe it's the feeling of security. So that's right connected to beliefs.
That's where, as you say, as you're talking, our thoughts are things, and our things become our reality. So when people are thinking, be careful what you think of, and if you're looking for money or abundance or relationships or whatever, then if you're not specific and set your intentions, you may get a bullfrog, or you may get a butterfly, or something that's a relationship. It could be a relationship, but it may not be the type of relationship that you're really wanting or really looking for.
It's layering, and it sounds maybe because we're on the radio like, oh gosh, more work, but it's not. It's really fun because you're going to start with loving yourself. That wonderful Hawaiian chant that we say to ourselves each day, not to someone else, not to a God outside, but to ourselves, is, I'm sorry, forgive me, thank you, I love you. And if we would just say that every morning, it just opens you up to, hey, I can do this, I can do this. And we're so afraid of two things, our own greatness and our own failure. So it's okay.
You also hit a nail on the head earlier. Sometimes people are so intimidated by their surrounding family or friends or people that say, you can't do that, you can't think that, you can't be that. Then what happens is they start believing it, and sometimes they question. And if you have that negative belief system there, that law of attraction, the universal law of attraction, that's the only way that it can happen. The universe doesn't know the difference between positive and negative. So if you think something positive, you're right. If you think something negative, you're right. So if you think it, or you act it, or you wish it, or whatever it is, my feeling is, it will turn around, it'll come back to you in no matter what form it is. It's going to be that law of attraction, as you say. So it's really
when you work with your angels and your guides with the law of attraction, and this is very pertinent to our time together, you and me and the audience,
yes,
this morning, and we know you have much going on out there in California. And here's what the mental being will do to you. And we're going to use the unseen. Mine said, oh, I haven't spoke with Sherilyn yet. Oh, I wonder if we're going to do the program. See, the brain or the ego works with three major sources: worry, logic, and reasonableness. They're good things, but when you're in that mental state, we're not working with spirit. Whereas my angel said to me, oh, did you want to talk to her? Oh, I said, of course I do. I'm going to be on her program. Of course I do. Oh, well then, put it out there. So I say, okay, I want to talk with Sherilyn. And I know the people in the audience might think, lady, you're crazy, but the phone rang and it was you. Now that was not hard. It was a matter of me getting to, find what it is you want and say what it is you want and not what you don't want.
And it goes back to asking for
reasonableness. They're okay if you're in an iffy neighborhood or something, maybe a little reasonableness. But, if you decided you always wanted to be a singer and you're getting mental thoughts like, well, you're a little old now, be reasonable, all that. Do that cancel, delete dance. And if you don't know it, I'll teach it to you. Just a little hip cancel, delete. And then you add, I attract my perfect stage.
Perfect. That's great. Yeah, and she really did that. She was saying her prayers on her end, and it's that magic wand, just bling, bling, and there she is, there I am, and that connection on confirmation earlier today, this morning, wasn't it?
Yes, I wanted to share that with you for that reason.
Yes,
because it's your program, and I thought it was so fun.
Yeah. Well, that's why we are connected to the angels and the spirits, and it really is important. And let's talk about the really important thing, which is this wonderful little book that you have called The Lighter Side of Prayer, How to Enjoy Talking with God. Let's talk a little bit about your book, the title, and the book's core message. There's so much in there. Why, then, the thing I like about your book, I will say to the listeners, be sure and pick up a copy of it, especially if you have trouble talking to your angels or your guide or talking to God and asking for it. It's a really easy read book. It's a lighthearted book. It's a small book. It's not something that's real intense. I do a lot of reading. I normally read 2 books a week, even with my crazy schedule I have. So I really enjoyed reading Nancy's book, and you want to be sure and pick up a copy of it, but there's so much that's in there, why then it's easy and really enjoyable to read. So let's hear a little bit about why you wrote the book and the book's core, Nancy.
Well, it is, again, as I am for each of you, about you, and I hope you'll buy a copy, not for me, for yourself. It's as you say, it's a very short book. I think it's barely over 100 pages. It's a pick me up, put me down, a reread. Oh, aha, I get it. It's divided into 4 parts, the aspects of prayer as we knew them. There's some brief discussion of angels and spiritual partners, and I kept it brief because that's not what this book is about. Originally, I was working on another book, and my ego stalled me out, as it will do. So I was complaining to my angels, as I will do, this isn't working. I can't get rid of the writer's block. And they don't argue with you at those points. So in a little bit, when I calmed down, I heard, oh, let's do the little book first. So I say, what little book? I mean, I can't even get the big one done. And I hear the sweetheart say, oh, the one about prayer. I say, I haven't written anything down about prayer, so if you want me to write a book about prayer, you can just give me the outline, chapter, and titles. They're never offended, and I get tough sometimes with them because I think, harump, harump. You know, that's a Taurus person. So gone they were, no objections. And the next morning, totally away from the subject, I hear the sweet voice say, oh, here, write these down. So the book began, boom, boom, boom. Part one, part two, part four, here's what you're going to put in there. They gave me the outline, the whole thing, of course, for all of you authors out there present or budding, you should know angels don't type. So, you know, they gave me the outline, and I realized how loving they were to me because I had witnessed over time so many people speaking prayer very solemnly and acting as if some supernatural being outside of them has a rule book for who, where, and when to pray. And I saw it to be disempowering. And I did want to help healing by showing you how easy it is to engage in prayer anywhere, anytime, and it doesn't have to be perfect conversation. You know, as a spiritual being, the line is always open. It's just like, Sherilyn, you're always there. If I want to pick up the phone, I'm here. If you want to pick up the phone.
Absolutely.
There's just, God is love. But what's happened is well-meaning, again, whether it's religious organizations, have brought us to think it's a vending machine. It's a big old man or woman, whatever, in a chair. And that's not true. You're always connected. Again, you're spiritual beings who chose, as am I, to be in a physical experience. And we've got it out of order. So this, the core message of the little book is you are so loved. Every chapter is going to reiterate to you to get through that spiritual amnesia that you are spiritual. And because of the order of your existence, You have that divine channel without judgment anytime, anywhere. God is not invested in our playpen here. And again, when you make a mistake, even if it's embarrassing or you feel that regret, that's fine. Own it. But move from it, because I'll tell you something, regret and guilt are cousins, and I wouldn't want them for relatives. And it's not the same as saying, hey, I'll do what I want and who cares. It's just saying, whoops, that wasn't the best choice for me. And talk to God about it and feel the love.
You know what I think, Nancine, also what I really like about your book, there's a lot of books out there. I know as we're talking to the listeners here about prayer and spirituality and everything, but I like the simplicity that you have in your book. And be sure, I know with my busy schedule, to remind me to be sure that I want to order another book from you to actually give to my mother. I have a 92-year-old mother as a gift, because she, at 92 years old, she says, I don't know how to talk to God. The last time I was with her, she says, I really don't know how to pray. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to talk to God or my angels. And I said, Mom, there is no right or wrong when it comes to prayer. It comes to talking to your angels and guides. And I think, to me, that's the biggest thing that people, a falsism, that people think that they have to do it a certain way or say a certain thing or whatever. And in your book, it has all about prayer. It's got the reasons for prayer, the time for prayer, the place for prayer, the tools you can use for prayer, and how you can talk to God, good examples and good simple methods of talking to God, and it expands on to all of your angels, your guides, your spirit. So that's what I really like about your little simple book, of the simplicity of it. That's my favorite part of it, which leads to the next question. Do you have a favorite part of your book?
I'd like to say, because it's so small, all of it, but I do favor the section with angel messages. Seeing as they push to write the book, and I do like to say it's really their book, I spent some days over a month picking topics that would be answers for everyone, meaning not so personal that someone else would say, well, I don't like that message. For instance, what about laughter? What about anger? And I sat and, through automatic writing, wrote the angels' responses. And when I reread that part, again, I would like to be more humble, but it's worth having the book for that. I mean, there are so many messages. I asked them, speak to me about choices, and they began by saying, choices are the crayons of the pictures you create. When I read their words, even though the book was put together by me, I'm like, oh, man, you guys are awesome. and there are more in there. And when they message to people, there's another one, why do tears fall? And they began by saying, tears are the portal to your spirit. There are many times your spirit rises and wishes to dance. Mm-hmm. Tears open the gateway. Why I love that is, of course, we talked earlier about family, but even my own spouse says, wow, who wrote that part of the book? Here I go down the river. But again, I'm very humble and said, well, that would be the part the angels wrote. But I really think they're in throughout it, And again, it's not telling you, for the listeners, how to pray. It begins by talking, in fact, about a very reverent man I knew, and you can probably imagine your own person, who was so beautiful and perfect throughout his life, but he'd always come to me after church services from the time I was young and say, oh, I saw you praying in church. Can you teach me the right way to pray? I saw angels around him then, so I thought he knew. And then as we all grow up and get into preteen and all that, I didn't bother much until one day I learned he had died. And I hoped he realized when he was on the other side that he was praying with every movement of his life. And that's what I want for each of you reading it. The aspects of prayer are just kind of taking you to a new look at it. Maybe you thought this was the beginning of the prayer. Maybe you thought this was the reason for prayer. In the reasons for prayers, I mean, when you come and go, tell God. I mean, I say, God, I'm leaving now. I know my family would say, don't allow people to say God has more important things to do. That is absolutely false. You are so beautiful, and you are so loved, and God feels that love, and there's your connection when you share more. You're not perfect here on earth to tell a story. Every one of us is a story, and God wants to be in on it more often. And by the way, when you yell, you'll feel the love. One day I had a day I sat down to dinner, just the two of us, and I don't know, I was rumping and grumping, and I knew God was present, and rather than say any rote prayers over meal, I said, listen, I'm not going to calm down right now, God, so I'm going to eat my meal, you know, like it or lump it was basically where I'm coming from. I'm not going to do the perfect holy thing and stop yelling and pray. So there, I'm done. And within seconds as I start to eat, I hear an inner voice say, okay, but next time when you curse, could you use your own name? And I started laughing. And so that's why I'm telling you, share your ills. There isn't judgment when you're done fuming, when the steam is done, that God love will come in and you'll just love your own silliness and forgive your own shortcoming. You will. That's what I'm about. I want you to love you. I'm not here for you to love me. I want you to love you more and more and more and more.
And that is an important thing, is to be sure and love yourself first, because if you can't love yourself, how can anyone else love you? Nancine, give the listeners the name of your book, where they can purchase your book, or how they can get the information, and also your contact information. We're getting ready to take a short break, and we do have a full board here. So
all right, I'll do it
sure
ASAP.
Yes.
It is called The Lighter Side of Prayer. It is on Amazon, Kindle, and paperback. I'm going to kind of push the paperback to y'all because you're going to love holding it even more. That you're just going to love, it's going to become you. I think Amazon's got it out there for $12. They're not very expensive people. You can also download it at mainstreetangel.com. If you like to just look at paper, I'm kind of a holder. So it is on Kindle. It's at Main Street Angel. You can find me by using my first name, Nancine, at Main Street Angel, one angel, mainstreetangel.com. Phone is 623-544-3304. And as always, I would really appreciate your toddling over to Facebook and looking up the Main Street Angel page. Give it the old like so I can share more. We can have more conversations. And, of course, you can find me by name, too. But you don't want to go to my name page on Facebook. It's just all my family's friends and pets and things. So look up the Main Street Angel page, you know.
Okay, everyone, you heard it live right here on Achieve Radio. Nancine Meyer, The Lighter Side of Prayer, How to Enjoy Talking with God. We got to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be answering your questions. So make sure you have one question ready to go, and